Hey, print hustlers. Facebook groups have been really, really big as forums have kind of been a bit outdated and slow to for people to comment back and just have a good discussion. Facebook groups have just grown like crazy. We host one, Screen Printing Gurus. There's another one, Screen Print Pros, that's run by Josh at Thread Monster. Definitely check those out. Join them on Facebook. You'll be able to ask questions, make comments, and everything back and forth. Josh is going to actually talk about how he started it and how it's grown. This is huge.
Josh, could you? You're the infamous founder of Screen Printing Pros on Facebook, right?
I guess infamous is a term you could use.
Infamous, no, I'm just kidding. But could you tell us a little bit about that, how you started? I mean, it is the most active screen printing group right now, and I think a lot of listeners would be interested to hear about how you started that, what it's done for the industry.
I think it was kind of my cheat code. I know a lot of people talk about cheat codes, and it kind of bugs me people use this word, but I'm going to use it right now, and I'm going to bug people. It's like my hack that I kind of used in the industry, and that I knew what I knew, and I'm going to steal this term from Greg Kitson, who I just went to his class, but I'm going to steal his term and you don't know what you don't know, right? Yeah. So I knew what I knew. I knew our industry. I knew how we printed. That didn't necessarily mean it was the right way to print. It didn't necessarily mean that we were getting the best of the best. I only knew it was best compared to what we had done before and what we had done in the future and what I'd seen at like Walmart. You go to Walmart and you see these prints and they're crappy. And I'm like, I could do better than that, but what is the best? And I really do want to be the best. I don't think you should go into any industry and not be the best. You either be the best you can be or there's kind of no point. I mean, yeah, you can make money, but you can make money doing anything. The point is to be the best. So I'm telling you right now, I want to be the best printer in the country one day, and I'm working towards that. But so I started this group. I started Screen Print Pros, and it was a lot of questions on some other groups had been like, you know, what's the best white ink? Well, it's not necessarily about your ink usually. Usually it's your meshes or the way you're coating your emulsion, or it's your humidity or your temperature in your shop is messing with your white ink because it's too cold and your white ink's not warmed up enough to flow cleanly through the screen, or your squeegees aren't sharp enough, or there's so many other things other than your ink that could be the problem, you know. And so those questions kind of started to bug me because it was like, it's not even necessarily just a question of which one's the best. It's also for your business, right? We're all businesses. And the business answer would be that it's the place, it's whatever brand the local place carries, or the other local place that can deliver next day, or the place you can go pick up from. Like, those are all things you need to think of. When you're printing 30,000 shirts and you run out of white ink, you need somewhere you can go who knows you, who you have a good reputation with, that you can just be like, hey, I need some more white ink. Can you deliver some over? Or, hey, I'm going to be there in a couple hours. Can you throw some or stay a little bit later and let me pick this up? That's huge. I mean, yeah, you're going to be as organized as you can possibly be, but you never know what's going to happen. You could get, I was talking to somebody yesterday and they were saying they got an order like last minute for something huge, a couple thousand pieces, and they called their t-shirt supplier and their t-shirt supplier was like, hey, we'll stay like 2 hours later and you can come pick these up. You know, if you don't have that reputation build up, if you don't have those places you can go, if you're not friends and you're not friendly in your industry, that's a huge thing too, is you got to be friendly with everybody in the industry because you never know when they're going to end up at the place you need a favor from, you know? So anyway, I'm sorry, I kind of go circuitously to answer these questions, but long story short, I wanted to start a group for professional printers so we could all learn what we didn't know, you know? Somebody the other day posted about a sticker machine, right? So these guys are printing for the Patriots or the Cubs because they won the Super Bowl and the World Series. They got to add these little holographic stickers, and there's a holographic sticker machine that I would have never known about, and I guess it makes things way faster because you're printing 30,000 pieces, and when it comes off the end of the belt, the little sticker will pop up, and it's just really easy to grab and stick. Whereas if you have to like peel and grab and stick, I guess it adds, you know, another 3 seconds that you don't have time for. Things like that. But you would have never known that. You would have never known there was such even a machine if you never worked in a shop that had one of those, right? Or you weren't at the show where they introduced them or whatever. So this guy posted a picture about it and a lot of people were like, oh, that's so cool. I didn't know there was such a thing. Little things like that. And they all add up to give you a great knowledge base and a great historical knowledge of the industry. And to me, that's, I really respect this industry. I really love it. There's guys like on the printer side, a lot of printers don't even know that. I mean, obviously the public wouldn't know, but a lot of printers don't even know that originally when they started screen printing, you had to cut out all your graphics. It wasn't, you didn't print a film, you didn't CTS or DTS or whatever. It was you cut out a stencil on RubyLith and then you had to layer your layers and all this crazy stuff. And like our industry, we don't do any of that anymore. So those guys that have been doing it for like 35 years, it's amazing the craft that they,
it's
like
craft.
Next. Yeah, it's a craft. It's next level.
Sure.
And I still consider what we do a craft, but theirs was, it was harder back then, you know? I love that history of it. I love these guys that have been printing for 30 plus years. And they're like, yeah, we used to do it this way. And it took, to set up one shirt, it took like 10 hours because they had to cut all the films and stuff. And that's amazing. That blows my mind. And I love that, man. So I love that I started this group. It kind of grew itself. You know, we have 720 members, I think, now. And we also wanted to make sure that it was on that next level. It was, you have to either be in business for 4 or 5 years, or you have to have an automatic press. And it's just kind of grown from there, man. It's been crazy. It's been a lot of fun. And then I just went to Chicago and I got to stay with Justin, who I met in the group. And he was just like, yeah, come on, stay with us. Stay with me, you know, no problem at all. And it's like, that's really freaking cool too. And I met a bunch of them at this class I just took. And, you know, I almost want to go on a tour and just meet everybody, you know. I'm coming over there next, Steven.
We're waiting for you.
That's awesome.